Parshas Bamidbar starts with a minyan of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar Dafka, that this is where the minyan of Klal Yisrael took place, and it says that Klal Yisrael should be counted So first of all, the whole shaykhus of this parasha to the parasha before. In other words, you have the whole Sefer Vayikra, which is Sefer Mitzvahs, and then you have the Sefer Kaisel going in the Midbar. So Shmois is Matan Torah, Vayikra is the Gufa Torah, it's Gufa Torah. And then Bamidbar is afterwards, and there's some sort of Ke'ilu, the minyan that took place is a Midbar-Dikah type of inyan. It's the Mitzvah that they did is part of the inyan of Kaisel in the Midbar. I need some sort of understanding why it is that the Mispah Shemus is something that is miyuchid dafke to Midbar. The Medrash says over here that all the Mesoilam came for Matan Torah with a Taina HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They came and they said that Hayitoch and Klal Yisrael is getting the Torah and we're not getting the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Ha'im Kulume Veisem, Ha'im Yeshlechem, Sefer Yuchsin, like Klal Yisrael. And they go through this whole thing. So it says, Ki'ilu, that the schus of Klal Yisrael to get the Torah is the Sefer Yuchsin. It's a dava, it's something that's shver to understand. I mean, what does Yichus have to do to Sefer Torah? If it's chus avis, then it should say Kuluma Veisechim, or like Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, or the chus of the avis. It doesn't say chus avis, it says chus of the yuchsin. Adab, there's a Gemara in the Darim. The Gemara in the Darim says that why is it not Motsui that B'nei Talmid Chachamim are Talmid Chachamim? It says because they call other people names, or they shouldn't say Torah is B'Yerusha. There seems to be some sort of inyan that dafke Torah is not b'yichis, and because your father was a Talmud Chacham might be a reason why it's harder for you to be a Talmud Chacham. And yet here it says that's a sefer yuchsin dafke that made Klal Yisrael, and that's why they got the Torah and Umasolim didn't get. It says they were neskane, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said klume veisem sefer yuchsin efa sefer yuchsin shalachem like Klal Yisrael. It's hard to understand what does Sefer Yuchsin have to do over here with it. There's a Goyen over here. The Goyen says, he goes on the Indian of Suez Suresh Kaldas in Solom Mishbechoisom Lebeis Avoisom. So the Goyen says, why is it that Klal Yisrael is counted to Beis Avos Dafke? And Umas Olam, The din arayis is mitzad ha'eim, but the din of they don't have a din of arayis mitzad aviv. So the goyin is stelling sich on the fact that it says mishpachosim lebeis avosam, the fact that Klal Yisrael is su esoch kadas mitzad avosam, and he's saying that itself is the nekuda that the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk is saying, count Klal Yisrael l'mishpachosim beis avosam, that will uniquely be a minion of Klal Yisrael. Other Mesoilam only are nimne l'imosam, because they can't, they're dine arayas, they dine kirva all through the aim, but Klal Yisrael goes through the avdafke. That is how he learns the Pasuk. And the Goyen goes into Nairichas, the fact that the Av gives, the Gemara says, what does the Av give to the body? The Gemara says, that Somis, the Aim gives the Dam and the Basar. The Goyen then says that Tchias HaMesim is totally not Somis Dafke. At Somis are the last things to disintegrate in a person. And also in Tchias HaMesim, there's an Etzim, in the Luz, from where Tchias HaMesim starts. So the daddy stole Sue somehow over here, is shaychet. Not clear what exactly he wants over here, but that's how he explains the shaychet. In other words, the fact that Klaizel is miyuchet to an av, because an av is that which has the atzomis, and the atzomis have themselves the nekuda, that's kaim lo'ilam. That's pretty much the Goyzel but Mayrich, but that's tachas what he says over here. So you have to understand what is the yichud of Klai Yisrael, that they are nisyachas to the av and not to the aim. Poshut, you could have, it's to the av rather than just the aim, the way the Umas Olam. Poshut, you could have said that it's a type of chshivas that Klai Yisrael knows who, because the Shema Bektusha, Klai Yisrael knows who the others are, whereas Umas Olam it's very hard to determine. That could have possibly been a pshat. But the going means much deeper. The going goes into the essence of what av is and what aim is, and that's where he's coming from. It also says in the pasuk later on, Vayisyaldu al mishpachoisam besavoisam, the word Vayisyaldu is strange. What does it mean? That's called a kilo bechad l'chayesh hasheni. Vayisyaldu al mishpachoisam besavoisam. They were born al mishpachoisam besavoisam. So Rashi says he hevius sifrei yichusehem ve'edei chaskas leidosam. So it doesn't say, it should have said in loshon of minui. Vayismanu al mishpachoisam besavoisam, vayipoktu al mishpachoisam besavoisam, vayisofru. What is vayisyaldu al mishpachoisam besavoisam? Kilu, it's a process of being born or something. It's very, very strange what that means. So let's be misbein a little bit over here in the inyan of yichus ha'av as opposed to yichus ha'aim, and the nekuda that the goyin means over here, and be'etzim, that's the sheirish of the parasha. It's not just the pshat of the goyin. The goyin is saying this is the nekuda parasha is dealing with. In the toilada of things, in the toilada of everything, there's always zriya, and then there is a leida afterwards. The Maral speaks about that the shem aim is chal only with the peterechem when the child goes out. The shem avos is chal first. Through Shayim speak, Ibn Ezra says that the father puts the tzura in, and the mother puts in the chaymer. I want to try to pinpoint the nekuda in a oifin that clearly explains the difference between the two. In the world that we have, things are that are real are very tangible. Reality to us are things that are tangible. So if I see Reuven hit Shimon, the pa'ula that I see is Reuven hit Shimon. That's a pa'ula that I see. If I need to describe it, my description is Reuven hit Shimon. The fact that Shimon has been getting on Reuven's nerves, the fact that he's been upsetting him, the fact that he's been kind of provoking him, those are things that you need a much finer and more discerning eye to see, because it's a relatively hidden process. In the process of Reuven pushing Shimon, I see Reuven push Shimon, Shimon push back Reuven, Reuven push back. I see tangible realities in front of me are what I see. So there is cause and effect that is tangible, and that's something that is a very, very, it's a very easily evident cause and effect, and the kesha between the two I see very clearly. And then there are inyanim that are chachmadike shroshim. Shoshim mitzad the chachma shebedava, mitzad the kavana, which comes much more subtly and usually I don't see it for a while. For instance, when a person builds a house, I see Reuven taking bricks, putting one brick on another brick, cementing them, and making a house. That's physical cause and effect. What I don't see is, if a chacham says to himself, you know what? If he's building a house now, he must have really been dreaming about a house for a long time. He must have been thinking about it. He must have been saving money to buy this stuff. He must have arranged his calendar so that he has the days that he needs to go and to do it, and then he did it. So there is a process that started with chachma, with tzura, with content, and expressed itself in the physical, mahalach. But that is the process, that's a much deeper process of cause and effect, much more subtle, and requires a much deeper tefisa to the heret. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, into the very sheirish of Dan Haga, two mahalchim of bringing about changes, or bringing about things coming into the world. One mahal, everything needs an avne aim. Even balachayna don't come from an avne aim, but we'll see, the mahalach is the same. There are the physical causes of the later. The physical cause of the later is the mother's contractions and giving birth. That is the physical later that's palpable. So the kesher of the aim to the vlad is the kesher of, it's a yesh miyeshtika kesher, it's a kesher of tangibility. That's what I see, and I see it moving forward. The av was zareya beforehand, and that zriya has no visible effect whatsoever. But bim pnimius inyan mitzad the teichin inyanim, that is something that kept going until it flowered in the form of vlad. So you have in the act of toilada, you have two melidim. You have the toiladas ha'aim, which is be'etzim, the physical cause and effect, the immediate and tangible cause and effect. And you have the Zriya Sa'av, which is Shayrishtik. It's not tangible, the connection, and it's a much more subtle cause and effect. Devineza says, Imoy V'aviv, he says, Imoy comes first in the Pasuk, he says, the child is Makir the Aim before he's Makir the Av. It's literal, and it's also mitzad ha-toichen sheboy. A child develops from the physical to the more sichliestik. On the physical level, the first hand that he feels is the mother's hand. The first nursing he does by the mother. So his tangible sensation of sheirish and mokar is the aim. The father's the sense of fatherhood is a much more subtle sense and requires a much bigger darg of chachma and thought and time to process that mahalach of avos. So in the Bria we have locked in two mahalchim of makar. You have a mahalach of aim, which is the physical sheirish, physical, immediate, tangible, and you have avhus. So aim does haylada, av does zriya, and av is more the chachma, more the tzura. The thing is in a very, very abstract stage when it goes from the av to the aim, and b'meila its effect is much longer and much more subtle. It's interesting, Lashon Kodesh is a Lashon that has in itself, it has an emes in the very construction of it. The Chazal picked up a Lashon. Two Lashonis, two descriptions of Psukim and the Pshat and the Psukim. One is Binyan Av, and one is Yesh Eim LeMikro, Yesh Eim LeMeseris. both of them are describing certain attributes of dinim, of darshning, and so on. A binyan av means that the halacha I see in one place, but I can apply it to places where it doesn't say. So binyan av means by extension, by analogy. I can take something from Nekuda Aleph and bring it to Beis and to Gimel and to Dalet. When the Gemara uses Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMeseiris, over there it means which is the more concrete pshat, which is the pshat, the Mikra or the Meseiris? Which do I take as the Iker? Which one do I take as the Pshuta Shel Mikra, so to speak, and which do I look at secondary? So Eim is describing the anchor of the pasuk rather than the extension of the pasuk, whereas Binyan Av is describing the extension of the pasuk. It's a lashon Chazal, a riyat to the lishna, but Chazal found it way. There's Imus HaMikra, which is when you use letters to give you reading, like your vav and a yud and a hey, instead of nekudos, it's the same thing. It's where the nikud became solid. Those are called amas amikra, loshen aim also. They are, it becomes not just a vague sense of how to read it, but it becomes an ois, it becomes a thing, an object. It becomes a metzias in the form of a letter. So the difference between av and aim is that difference. In Koiches HaNefesh, when you speak about Lamashal, it says Zroyim, in the process of growing plants, you also have Smicha and you have Zriya. Smicha is the process akin to Leda. It's when things actually start to grow. Zriya is the process that's akin to the Avs being Zoreya. It's called Zriya for a reason. Zroyim is described in the Torah as in Chazal as v'hoya emunas itecha emunas zroyim. In other words, wherever I have a process that I cannot, it's not tangible, but I have to declare it as working, that goes under the getter of emuna. So when a person is zereya a zera, when a person is zereya his zera, that's when it becomes a process of emunah, because it's not visible, it's not tangible, and at the tzmicha is when it actually becomes physical and tangible. It's a davar shel bal olam efter zriya, and halacha you can't sell it. It's only once it's tangible, it's a davar shel bal olam. So emunah is on the things that are lo bal olam, on davar shel lo bal olam. If I sell you pears of an ilan that are not there yet, that's lo bal olam, and that's in the process of emuna and zriya. And when it's bal olam, that's when I can actually sell it in a tangible way. If we ask ourselves, what is the koyach, that what is the special koyach of discerning? What's the koyach that a person needs to go from aim to av? It requires, avos requires faithfulness, requires a certain emuna that you don't find in imahus. Imahus is a metzias. She has one vlad and she brings him to the world. There's no part of it that is not tangible, and there's no need to be mistamech on anything but the metzias as it is. When a person is zoreya, so you need to be able to start at the process at the beginning and say, I'm doing it for this tachlis, and even though I don't see the tachlis in front of me, and I don't inherit in front of me, but it's still there. In other words, a combination of chachma and emuna, a combination of deherring that in Teuchin, this is where it's starting, and having emunah means holding on to it while it's happening. That's what the Goyen says, the difference between Av and Em is, and Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam. The reason why the chelek of the mother is the more visible of the chelek, the chelek of the mother is the more visible part of the guf, and a person looking from the outside in, all he sees is the flesh and the blood. That's the first thing that greets the eye. The etzem, which is the teichen of it, the atzmius of it, takes a person has to ask himself, how does flesh and blood take on a tzura when flesh and blood itself is tzuraless? It's a blob. The process, the Goyen says that the etzem is shayach to the datzomus, is shayach to av, and that's where you have the luz that doesn't disintegrate and it lasts longer and so on. That which is tangible and overt is of temporary duration. It's limited. The concept behind it, the nekuda behind it, the tochen of it, has a much bigger arichus, and when I hit the heart of it, that's when it goes forever. Lamashal, let's take it in within Teva. The law, any particular demonstration of Teva, if Teva is that this rock falls from the top of the roof, I show you gravity, the rock can disappear, the roof can disappear, and it will disappear, and that's it. But the concept of gravity doesn't disappear. A particular case of gravity might disappear, the strength with which something pulls it down will be different than the moon. But the concept of the concept stays. In other words, the more I hit home on the panemius of the panim, the longer lasting it is. And that's why in the Tzuras Adam, the flesh and the blood, because they're the most physical manifestation, that's the Shayrish, they go first, they disintegrate first. The bones, Beklol Yusam, go second, and go afterwards. And the etzem luz, which is a very panemistic etzem, that stays around forever because that is something that shayach to forever. So the father's chelek is the chelek that is the zriya and more panemius, and b'meila lasts forever. The chelek of the mother is more open and so on. That's why when they counted, the chiddush of Klal Yisrael is that the mesiaches to base avosam. It's not only the pshat. When a father is faithful, when you know who the av is because of the kedusha of Klal Yisrael, so then you don't have. It's not only practically speaking that it's better kept. We know who the father is, but it has mashmos to it. Again, the father, the fact that Klal Yisrael has kedusha and the yichus is clear, it's not only the pshat b'meila. Listen, if everybody is faithful to their spouses and people live only with the family, so of course we know the children are theirs and we can now say who the father is. It's deeper than that. It's a significant thing. If somebody has no sheiches mishpacha and he's mezana everywhere and everything, and then I do a DNA test and I find out this is his son, this is his son, this is his son, then has the word his son has zero mashmos. Just like Balechayim, because there's no sense of any kesha of being faithful, so even if you know that this is a father to that, but it's a meaningless statement. To be a father to something means that there was a kavanah tchila, that this is what should come out. If there was no kavanah tchila, so the act of the mechavin has nothing to do with it. It's a davar sheino miskaven, and it's not shayach to you. You didn't do it with any machshava, you didn't do it with any kavana, so we can't be miyachas it to you. If we're looking for a mikritika kesha, it has a kesha, but it's be'etzem not. Klal Yisrael's yichud is that they were mechadish avhus in the world. Chalal Yisrael is mechadish that when a person does something, it's because there was an ideal set down, there was a kavanah tchila to get to that ideal, there was faithfulness in sticking to it, so that when I finally realize the maisa, what I'm seeing is a manifestation of an ideal rather than an act limited to its immediate cause and effect. That is the yichud of Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, count Klal Yisrael now. Now that Klal Yisrael is Bekdusha, and we'll explain it in a minute, or when Klal Yisrael has Torah, now is the time to start counting them in a different format than you would count Umas Olam. Umas Olam you could count as the individuals, you could be miyachas them to their mothers with Dinei Arayis, but that's it. Here, Klal Yisrael is going to have a Yichus Tavoysam because the Avos is deliberate, and their own Metziah is a result of the Avos. That's why Avos is a source of Kirva for Klal Yisrael. It says Vayisyaldu. We ask, what's the Maral says somewhere that the word Leda is Shayach. Leda is at the time of the Leda. That's when the child has a Shem Vlad. The mother's act is realized only with Leda. The heroine of the mother, the father's act is with the Zriya. The mother's act is with the Hilada. Klal Yisrael was able to be Miyachis Hilada to the Beis Avosam. They said our Metziah stems not from the place that we physically came into the world, but from where there was a Kavana to plant us into the world, to bring us out, and so on. That is the Vaisaldash Vachoysam, and that's what the Goyin means, the difference between Kedushas, between Av and Aim, and so on and so forth. We asked, what about the Midbar? Why was this take place in the Midbar? What's the context of the Midbar, and so on? We have to understand, from the Av, a Midbar is a Makom that has no Hoylada. You cannot, the Midbar does not give rise to any fruit. If you put a seed in the Midbar, the seed dries, it preserves itself, it doesn't flower. The Midbar is not a makom of tzmicha. The Pasuk Tilim describes Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sanhag Klal Yisrael, Gefen mi Mitzrayim Tasiya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a gefen out of Mitzrayim, carried it through the Midbar, the way you would take a shrub, a bush, or a tree, uproot it, and bring it somewhere else. Tegarish goyim vatita eha. You chased away goyim, and you replanted it. To the aim is to aim, Klal Yisrael is planted in Midbar Knan. Until Midbar Knan, there's no makom to plant. Nothing, there's no, Midbar is not a makom of Netiyah. So Klal Yisrael, in the Bechinas Klal Yisrael, from Avis until Eretz Yisrael, is a Bechinas Midbar, where nothing is growing, but the seed has to preserve itself. Find the Navi, Kulei Zera Ne'eman, Klal Yisrael is like a seed that should have grown perfectly, and it somehow grew other things. Klal Yisrael, in that whole tkufa of transition from Avos, who are Mazriya de Zera, to Eretz Yisrael, with the Zera is Tzoymeach, they are that Bechina of Zroyim that I carried the Gefen Mitzrayim Tasiya to Gosh Gomer Titeo. And there is a Metzias of the Avoda, so to speak. Is a big part of Avodah is the Ne'amanus. There's an extraordinary Gemara, which the Gemara deals with a physical reality that it's Shroshim, like everything else, like all physical realities, it's Shroshim and it's Teichen come from the world of the Teichen Shaboy. The Gemara says, the Gemara gives Simonim for people that can or cannot have children, that are Sarisim. And one of the simanim is, one very crucial simon is called Yoyre Kachetz. Whether the pa'ula of Zuriya in the person is with force like an arrow, it shoots with the force of an arrow, or it's not like that. The Gemara in Baba Kama, when it speaks of the mazik of Eish, and why is a person responsible for mazik of Eish, the Gemara uses a lashon of Eishe Mishum Chitzay. That a person, when he lights a fire, as opposed to when he puts a rock down, when you put a rock down and you leave, the rock is your responsibility, either because you had put it down, or because it's your rock, depending on the sheets and so on. An eish is a more direct masik. It's not like a bar. It's not the pshat, I caused the damage because I let it be there. The Gemara calls eish mishum chitzoy, means when you light a fire in the match that you lit lies the flame that will consume the other person's wealth. It's in your pe'ula already because it's continuous. So a chetz is a type of inyan that its action is one long directed action. Once it leaves your hands, it's going there already. If you kill somebody with a chetz, a Gemara leading subis, the chetz is your pe'ula, even though there was a time gap between what you did and when it landed. But it's all inherent already there. That's the tev of chetz. So the metzias is that only a yerek hachetz is molded. Mitzad the pnimius of it means if an av that doesn't have that nekuda where his maisim are continuous until realization, it's lacking in avos and there's not going to be an av over there. So in halacha yerechetz you find the same inyan, the same nekuda, that the person needs within your ma'aseh needs already to be the mechuvin that where it's headed to, and the fact that you preserve it and keep it that way to where it's going to. Let's bring it over a little bit to inyanim that are more shayach to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the bria like that. Everything has avos and imohus. Klal Yisrael is shayach to the oilam of avos. The chiddush of Klal Yisrael is avos. The teichon of Klal Yisrael is avos, and so on. Let's understand it in mitzad teichon sheboy. If a person comes over to us and asks us for an adava, and we give him, we see that as a maaseh tzedakah, and it's very, very good. If a second person, thinks beforehand and says, you know, I'm going to allocate some money for tzedakah, I'm going to make sure I have money for tzedakah, it's important to give aniyim money, he keeps some money, and then he comes over, he gives the money. How do we rate these two people, one vis-a-vis the other? They both gave tzedakah, they both gave $100 tzedakah, they're great people. The second one is a little bit of a mile over the first one, because he also thought about it, and he also prepared it beforehand, and so on. That's what you think about. Two people walk into Beis Medrash. Both of them walk over and they open Gemara and learn. One of them beforehand, he had planned, thought out, this man I want to learn through Shtaris, I want to learn through Migu, I want to get this down, I want to get that down, and this falls into the plan of things he's doing. So how do we rate these two people vis-a-vis each other? Well, both are sitting and learning. The second one will have a little bit of easier time because he has a plan and so on and so forth. We see it as being a kind of a little bit of an extra credit of sorts. What we're learning here is very different. The person who does good things is in the world of imahus, in the world of, that's Umas Olam. Umas Olam have a tchuna of good that is tangible is good. That's fine. That's the world of Umas Olam. The world of Klal Yisrael is that the person has a dream. The person has it started with an ideal, And the person has it himself to get to the, to realize the ideal through a long process. That's avus. That's a whole different mahalach. The person who cuts the wheat to eat it is doing a pa'ula that's almost like a balchai who eats stuff. You cut. The person who's zareya the zroyim in order that there be wheat is a whole different person. That's a whole different dimension of tzuras adam. It's a real tzuras adam. The person who has she'ifas, direction, pre-thought about ruchnis tekinyanim is an av, and that's what Klai Yisrael's be'etzim. Everybody who does mitzvahs is gets olam haba. Hakadosh Baruch Hu not mekapeas chaka beria. An akum does mitzvahs, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will pay him back for every single thing that he did right. That's no doubt about it. But to be a ben olam haba means that the person lives in a world where he has pre-thought, where he thought about something, made it an ideal, and carried it out. There's one nekuda of avos is the fact that his maisim are the result of a premeditated ideal rather than moment by moment. The second tchuna of avos is the tchuna of nemanus. The fact that the person can be faithful to something even though it's not tangible. I tell a person, you know, if you sit and learn well for a year, you're not going to see immediately the Paris, but by the end of the year, you will be qualitatively a much, much chashva Talmud Chacham. You will be a different person. The person has to be able to persist and hang on to it, even though he doesn't see it tangibly happening. So just like when the person plants the seeds, or when the Aviz Mazria the Zera, there's no tangible feedback. He did it, and that's it. I put seeds in the ground. That's it. Buried them. I was Mazria Zera, and that's it. Nothing came out of it. So the person doesn't see any type of result from it, and still he keeps on with this inyan. Emunah is not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's playing hard to get. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, Rabbi Yisai, you know, in the beginning I introduced myself, I showed you a lot of nisim, and now you're going to have to chase after me. That's not, the kavanah is not to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu hard to find. The kavanah is to move us from the lower world of Imohus to the much higher world of Avhus. That the person says, I did it what I'm supposed to do, and this is where it starts. And there's a long process till it flowers, but it will flower. The person who lives with emunah is a very different person than the person who doesn't live with emunah. We're holding now towards the end of Sefer Yisayimah. This is the end of it, where actually also being safe, it's the sixth year of Shemitah. The inyan of Sefira and Sefer Yisayimah and so on. Counting has a lot of different elements to it, which we've spoken about. There's one more nekuda that we haven't really touched on. Is in order to count, when I start, I have to understand there's going to be a process here which will not actualize itself till I don't get to the end. It requires in itself a understanding that at the beginning of the process, you can't count till 50 unless then when you counted 1, you already said it is going to go to 50. Secondly, you need to be faithful to each step. You need to be consistent and persistent with each and every step, or else it's not going to happen. That is the how you get to Matan Torah. Torah to this world is the relation of Torah to this world. Mitzvahs are activities. And that's why umas oilam ashayach to mitzvahs. There's zayin mitzvahs benoach, more mitzvahs, less mitzvahs. But but a guy that learned Torah, you're not allowed to teach Torah to a guy, because Torah is the avhus of the oilam aruchni. Torah is the ideas and understandings. I haven't done a mitzvah yet, but I understand tzitzis, and I understand what it is, and why it is, and so on. Machshava to oilam ha-maisa is av to the oilam of imohus. Umasa oilam ashayach to the oilam of imohus, they're not shayach to the oilam of avhus. If that's the umasa oilam came, Takash Baruch says, why don't we get Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, where is your Seifa Yuchsin? Where is the Seifa Yuchsin of yours? You don't live with pre-thought and saying, my koiches of Zriya are only for this, and therefore I will keep them faithful and preserve them only for the Matara that they need. Right now, if there's a good thing to do, we'll do it. If there's a bad thing to do, we'll stay away. But the concept that there is machshirim, and so on, that's shaykh only to Klal Yisrael. In the world, in the vast majority, mitzvahs that are tangible and give immediate feedback. Somebody's niskar of Yiddishkeit. A Shabbaton is beautiful. You feel the spirituality. It's immediate. It's everything about it. It reinforces itself. That's fine. That's good. But the transition to becoming a Ben Torah, the transition for what a person does in yeshiva more than anything else, is try to make the transition from imohus to avhus. To try to understand that it's a whole different world when you know what you're doing, when there's some pre-thought to what you're doing, and you can actually be faithful to what you're doing. When a person gets married, a fool thinks of the beauty of the day that he's getting married, the simcha and the beauty that he's getting married. The chacham sees the 120th year when they've gone through everything, built to the end of the efforts. And the climax is what they're looking at. They're looking at the crown jewel, not at the cornerstone. To do that, a person needs to understand that beforehand, and he needs to have the midah of nemanus, faithfulness, to do that. The world of Torah is sphira. Sphira Soima, sphira in the midbar. That's the world of Torah. The difference between Torah and the Olam of Mitzvahs, the Olam of Torah, is this Nekuda. It requires that a person live not with the here and the now, even good things. A person full of Mitzvahs Kerimayin. A mitzvah here, a mitzvah. I once said, it says, Hashem Amleim Mitzvahs Kerimayin. A Rimon has tons of mitzvahs, but they're scattered in no pattern. They're just dispersed. It doesn't add up to anything. Klal Yisrael has a focus to start with. A person sits and says, you know, I want to be an elevated person, I want to be a higher person, I want to understand, I want to know. And the person is able to keep himself in line. He's able to focus his things. When a person has both those chunas, that's vayisyaldu al mishpachoysam beis avoysam. His hoylada, his mitzias, moves into the world of beis avos. And the sharp boundary, the sharp division between Klal Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam is Umas Ha'olam Ashayach to Imohus. Klal Yisrael's Toilada, Klal Yisrael's Toilada becomes Avos Mishpachosel and Beis Avosel.
No, for rice.